Bill Mackay is Senior Lecturer in the School of Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland. Hello, Bill.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Really curious about this. Small towns can have big car parks, and how can they be used?
Airspace, apartments above them, can benefit everyone. And this idea, it's the brainchild of a Nelson councillor, Matt Laurie, with architectural designer Pierre Hammond and landscape architect Ursula Bowman. But before I get to that, we don't often realise that urban sprawl can be a problem in small towns. But if I live in the suburb of a small town, once me, my partner, my family, once we're all in the car, we're probably going to go to a one-stop shop somewhere, such as a mall or a big box development, something for everyone. And these tend to be on the outskirts of towns or even in a city half an hour down the motorway. And this is really contributing to the decline of town centres. We end up with rows of empty shops and few people there. I grew up on Mahia Peninsula, and when I go home now, most people choose to drive an hour to Gisborne, where there's more, rather than half an hour to Wairoa, where you won't quite get all you need. The pies are great there, though. Osler's pies in Wairoa, can't beat those. By the way, I think Wairoa has got huge potential. Been doing a bit of work there with Vision Wairoa. I understand the need for cars in a small town or city because, you know, small towns, they serve a very broad constituency, and the public transport, walkability, cycle safetiness, if that's a word, there is often rubbish. I was up in Warkworth last weekend at a festival of ideas, and that was a local initiative facilitated by an outfit called Community Think, also doing really good work in terms of urban design and stuff. And that was about how to grow and accommodate more people in Warkworth without losing the character of the place. I was struck by the fact up there that if you look in one direction, you've got a real village-like character, Riverside, green spaces, heritage buildings, shops, passionate locals. But if you look the other way, you've got two huge parking lots and a couple of supermarkets. Like I said, understand the need for car parking in places like this that aren't well served by public transport, but how can we do it better? So this Nelson proposal is a great solution, using the airspace over car parks, in this case a council car park. And Councillor Matt Laurie and with architectural designer Pierre Hammond and Ursula Bowman, they've proposed an apartment building over a central city car park using engineered timber, which I've talked about before. That's a kind of super timber. That's a much better use of our pine logs than exporting them raw, and it's also sustainable and seismically good. There's an image of this on the RNZ website. If you're a car user, you can still get your car park. Plus, it's now covered. And there's future possibility of commercial development on the ground floor. But the main thing that we're doing here is we're using the airspace above the car park to build apartments for people, and that's going to bring a more diverse permanent population to central cities. And that's going to keep small shops and restaurants and cafes and things going. The airspace apartments, the concept addresses the housing crisis, the climate crisis, and it will bring more money into the heart of the city, both in terms of the initial build and then the long-term impact of having hundreds of people living in town and spending money in local shops. So I think it's an absolutely terrific idea that can be applied in a lot of places. And this councillor, by the way, is Matt Laurie. He's running for mayor. I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything about this sort of thing, but I will, because it is really refreshing to have... We've got a couple of dozen candidates for mayor here, and I'm so sick of people with no vision who are banging on about no rates increases, get back to core services, etc., etc. So it's great to have a you know, to see someone with a bit of vision down there.
So who would develop these, though? Just to explain, because that would come down to who owns the building and whether they are necessarily a building developer.
Well, there's quite a... air rights in some councils are transferable. So there are lots of precedents around the country and around the world for this, where basically the owner of the car park can lease the airspace to a developer who wants to do that. So, you know, it makes complete sense rather than just looking for more land on the edge of town. So heaps of precedence for the economic model of doing it. And the other thing I just want to say is, you know, my last talk I focused on open-air car parks being quite bad at collecting rainwater, contaminating it with residues from car engines, rubbish from people, and then flushing it into drains to further contaminate rivers and harbours. So we can use the roofs over these apartment buildings to collect water and use it to flush toilets on the way down through the apartments. Plus we can have sunlight through photovoltaic panels and all of that kind of thing. Now, people might balk at the idea of an apartment building in the centre of a smaller town than Nelson, you know, Warkworth, for instance, or Wairoa. But people shouldn't be afraid of density, and I'm talking about three, four, maybe five stories high. And these car parks, whether council owned or belonging to supermarkets, they're often a street or two back from the main street and its heritage buildings. So, you know, they don't necessarily have a great impact on the village character of the main street or anything like that, you know, Edwardian buildings. But if they are on the main street, then we can design them with shop or office frontages to knit that built environment back together, rather than, you know, when it's pouring with rain and you have to scurry a block past a car park. Apartments are also better quality than townhouses, I think. You get lifts, you get storage somewhere else in the building, there's less maintenance, it's got lock-up and leavability. And as I've said before, according to Stats New Zealand, 50% of New Zealand households are one or two people. And housing them will reduce, in apartments in town, will reduce pressure on traditional three-bedroom homes in the suburbs. And if you're wary of medium-density or apartments, retirement villages are actually going medium-density in a big way. I don't support their economic model that sucks lots of dollars out of your pocket. But there are often quite good examples of medium density done well. My mum lives in one in Gisborne. So we don't need more suburbs. We need more accommodation to suit a diversity of people. And this is to own or rent for singles, young couples, empty nesters, downsizers and so on. So I think also that these people, this target demographic, they like being close to things in a central walkable area where, because you've got a smaller household, you can get most of what you want for your daily meal. You know, you're not constantly looking for school shoes and things like that. And they can be the lifeblood that keeps both shops and, most importantly, a sense of community going. And they'll free up the suburbs for the families. So I also think that the regions, small towns like Wairoa and Warkworth and bigger areas like Nelson, they've got huge potential after COVID has taught us that remote working works. And why pay big city prices if you're working from home? So I think airspace apartments over car parks are a win-win all around. And I'm going to be naughty and say vote Matt Laurie for mayor.
You really can't do on my public radio station. But anyway, you could. If you were a resident, you could, Bill. There's an interesting point because you think of them as small regional towns, but they're often as confined as anywhere else by their geography. And Nelson certainly is. Mm-hmm. And it's got its beautiful hinterland of some of the best growing soils in the country, which is another matter, isn't it, when we keep keep concreting over everything.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's an argument.
Yep.
And Wairoa itself on a beautiful river, isn't it, as well?
Oh, it's fantastic. The first big town I ever visited as a child, Wairoa, I've got a real soft spot for it.
Yeah.
And it's doing quite well, despite what you hear.
True. And this comes back to enabling that, doesn't it? And the two
yep.
big things are
yeah.
going to be for, you know, volumes coming in, housing, and, of course, that ability to do your business from wherever, which means it's internet infrastructure and so forth.
I can see stars aligning all over the place. And not just Matariki.
Stars in your eyes, Bill. Yeah. It's funny, we get these predictions for these towns. You know, they were all going to be, you know, defunct and everyone was, you know, they were all going to collapse.
Yeah.
And now everyone's talking about, let's move there. Let's
yeah.
get away from the big smoke. Thank you, Bill, very much. Bill Mackay.